on clearing the clutter inside and out, we're talking about being kind. When others need a helping hand, do you offer or try to hide? Are you genuinely kind or only do it to get something in return? How can being kind improve your life? Learn how to clear some relationship clutter as we continue our month focusing on 10-minute decluttering tips.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
Today's episode was inspired because I think here in the U.S., and I would argue all over the world, that we all could benefit from more kindness. I see it on social media on a daily basis. We can't be kind or civil anymore. I was at the grocery store, and the woman in front of me helped an elderly woman who had dropped something. I said to her, "That was really kind of you." And we ended up having an interesting discussion how we felt that kindness has kind of been lost here in the U.S. When someone's kind to me, I know I feel better. And again, think about all that energy that we get going if we're kind to one another. You can scream at the person who cut in front of you in line, or you can be kind and let them. It's your choice. To quote Billy Joel, either way, it's okay. You wake up with yourself. Always a choice. And I don't view stuff as right and wrong as much anymore, because when I step back and get that bigger perspective, and we could maybe do an episode on that. How can being kind benefit you? Leo Babuda, from an article online, 7 Little Habits That Can Change Your Life and How to Form Them, says that we have, quote, improved psychological health and happiness comes from thinking more positively, and kindness is a positive mental state. While kindness is about giving and being open to others, giving kindness returns a sense of well-being and connection to us that improves our own mental state and health. Although simple, the very ability to be kind is in itself a powerful and consistent reward, a self-esteem booster. If you're looking to improve your health, feel better about yourself, being kind will support you. What is kindness? Kindness is about really, truly, genuinely caring for others and wanting or choosing what is best for them. Real kindness is about getting nothing in return and having no conditions. Real kindness is not about being a people pleaser either. That's coming from a place of fear. Former people pleaser right here. I had a fear of not being liked. I used to be very shy, and being kind has helped me get over that. I just take action now and do it. When I see a service person, I thank them for their service, active duty or veteran. I will buy meals for homeless people now. If I'm in the car and don't have cash, which is most of the time, I will look a homeless person in the eye and thank them or wish them well. One of the things I read that homeless people are most bothered by, or some that are bothered by, is people not acknowledging or recognizing them. That is what upsets them more than not getting a donation. So I try to always remember that and do that. It's little things. I didn't go out, you know, and have my Oprah moment. You get a car, you get a car, you get a car. Simple acts of kindness is great. It's good enough. Kindness begins at home. How kind are you to yourself? I used to be my own worst enemy. And now I try to be my own best friend. You can be kind to others, but not kind to yourself. Begin to pay attention to how you talk to yourself, how you treat yourself, and how you allow others to treat you. When others are kind to you, can you drink it in? Or do you wave it off? Check in with yourself. What does it mean to you to be more kind to yourself? Taking time for you is not being selfish. I did a podcast on that a few months ago. Examine who you're hanging out with. If they aren't kind, it's probably rubbing off on you. How to be kind to others. If you aren't sure, it's okay. You can learn from others. Observe people who are really kind. What is it that they do or say? What does it seem to bring out in people? When people are kind to you, how does it make you feel? Like anything, kindness is a muscle that you can exercise. Try this week to do one kind thing each day. Be kind to everyone, not just those that you view are in need. Don't judge who deserves your kindness. When we judge another, we judge ourselves. I have been surrounding people I don't like or annoy me with a pink bubble of unconditional love. This supports me in staying in a state of kindness rather than reacting and being unkind. Develop your kind qualities and compassion towards others. Ask yourself, is it kind before doing? Some people ask, what would Jesus do? If that doesn't work for you, substitute someone you admire or your favorite teacher. What would Buddha do? What would God do? What would the universe do? What would Gandhi do? Be present and be a good listener. We all desire to be heard. Be friendly and optimistic and cheer someone on instead of telling them why it can't be done. You might not view it as being unkind when you say to someone, that's not realistic. You don't have to do that. You can choose to be kind because they might view it as unkind.
Anxious, exhausted, stressed out, losing your mind, ready to get your life back? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
Smile more. Your smile can change someone's day. Never know what someone's going through, and that smile could have a huge impact. Take a genuine interest in people. Maybe they're going through something that you also went through, and you can offer them some encouragement or words of wisdom. Consider doing some random acts of kindness. Just randomly do something. Maybe you put together an envelope with $5 and something like have a great day written on it and leave them randomly throughout the store for people to find. Maybe you buy flowers for your next door neighbor. Maybe you offer to babysit for free. Begin small. Again, it doesn't have to be that Oprah moment of you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. Sorry, guys, I'll try to get another example. I really like that one. Although I have to admit, it would be kind of fun to be able to give a new car to a bunch of people. Paying coffee for the person behind you. Around the holidays, at least here in Raleigh, that seems to be a big thing. Do something nice, even if you don't think they deserve it. Wow, that's a good one. Be kind for the sake of being kind. Compliment someone. This is something I do now when I go out. Whenever I go out to run errands, I tell myself I have to give one compliment at least. If I'm really feeling good, I do it to each store or errand that I'm doing. It's genuine. Like, I couldn't go out and be fake about it. That's a really beautiful top. That's a great color for you. You have such pretty eyes. And I found when I engage people and I compliment them, like, for instance, the person who's checking you out, very easy. Every time I purchase something I'm checking out, I'm going to give them a compliment. You can see how it switches and changes people and how they light up and how it makes a difference in their day. How do you feel when someone says you have beautiful eyes? Have simple manners of kindness. Hold the door open for someone. Say please and thank you. Do something nice, even if you don't think they deserve it. Hold the door open for the person that cut in front of you. How kind is that after someone annoyed you? You were able to rise above. If you can do that, that's awesome. Don't get in the habit of thinking who deserves your kindness and who doesn't. I mentioned a moment ago, talking to a homeless person to restore their sense of dignity. There was a homeless person in the parking lot the other day, and he had, and I have it up here in my office, he was selling art. He was trying to get back on his feet. He had some help from the shelter, but wanted to get his own place and was selling his artwork. So I ended up having a half an hour conversation with him. I remember I posted on Facebook, hey, you're in Raleigh, check this guy out. He's working to better his life and wants to sell his artwork. We had a fantastic conversation. You never know what has caused someone to be homeless. And I feel we're in such a judgy time here in America because we're so divided and so stuck in our ways. The person that you're judging, oh, they're an addict, blah, blah, blah. You don't know if they were a veteran. You don't know if they got laid off suddenly and drained their savings. You just never know what people are going through. So I'm going to encourage you, talk to a homeless person. Be kind to them. You can also be nice by donating your time or money. Lots of opportunities. There are lots of amazing nonprofits out there that could use both or either or. Clean up someone else's mess. Hoping my husband listens to the podcast as I clean most of the kitchen. Actually, you know what? That's probably not fair. I'm just thinking as I made breakfast today, I have to admit, we are a good team because we balance each other well. And I thought, oh, you know what? He cleaned the stove after you made him bacon and eggs. So clean up someone else's mess. That's one easy thing to do. It's kind. You know, when I'm super busy and my husband does a load of laundry or cleans the dishes, I can't tell you how much I love that. Say thank you. Please and thank you. Very simple. Are what I call basic manners, but there's a kindness to that. So after getting your kindness groove on, how can you take kindness to the next level after this week? Would you like to volunteer somewhere? Get involved in a bigger project? There are tons of opportunities out there. What are you passionate about? What gets you excited? How would you like to make a difference in the world? Since I'm not doing an awareness and these are short episodes, here are some previous episodes to support you. Episode 162 from February 2017, Positive Self-Talk. 222, Declutter Your Life by Being Selfish from January of this year. Also from this year in February, episode 225, You Talking to Me? And then finally, episode 37, way back from February 2015, Practicing Self-Loving and Kindness. Take actions from today's podcast. Observe how you treat yourself. Are you kind? Is there an area where you seem to focus your unkindness? Create a plan to be more kind to yourself. Notice where you are kind as well as unkind to others. Examine your motivations. Are you genuinely being kind, or do you have a hidden motivation or fear? Create a plan to be nice to others. Be kind. On our next episode, we're talking about knee-jerk reactions. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.